Okay. Earlier on in the week, we reported on the lifting of the tobacco ban, but we thought we'd wait a few days for everything to simmer down before checking in on the alcohol industry. Bosso Kemang, Johnny from the Bottle Store, is the one. Johnny from Joburg, I call him Johnny Joburg. He
basically related to Roger. Yeah. Basically, yeah.
But, yeah. He's my bloodline, boy.
Bloodline, boy.
Johnny owns a bottle store down the road, and we stopped up to see if people are ready to behave when it comes to alcohol. So without further delay, here's Johnny.
Oh, there he is. Johnny, my bloodline.
Are you my boy?
What's happening? I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah, you were quiet this time.
First things first. Well, the only reason we come to Johnny's Bottle Store was obviously because you've got my radio station playing.
Always.
Apart from me, I'm probably ranking in the top, you know, your top echelon of strange people.
Top
that
top one, yeah. Top one.
Yeah, top one. So I'm sure you get some characters coming in here.
We do. Like yesterday, we had a guy who just came to spend 5 minutes in here because he hadn't been here for so long. He missed the place.
Hallowed ground.
Hallowed ground.
Now tell me, first thing I noticed when I walked in here, now that you're back open, your shelves are bare. They look bare. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. They're looking empty. Is that a sign of the times?
People were thirsty.
They were thirsty?
Very.
The second time we went into the alcohol ban, what happened? Did you freak out?
Oh, listen, we all got caught off guard. But this time around, the demand wasn't as high because a lot of people were preparing.
Had stocked up.
So on the reopening, those who were caught with their pants down needed to restock.
Obviously, something that was big during lockdown was bootlegging. And I'm sure for a guy in your situation, owning a business like that, that would have, you'd get guys who were taking chances. You know what I'm saying?
You took a normal civilian and he all of a sudden became his own liquor outlet. You know, these little moonshiners just popped up all over the place. We had guys trying to sell gin in sanitizer bottles. The guys got pretty creative this time around.
As somebody who's in retail, and I know because I come here a lot,
more often than not.
Hey, I keep the lights on. I've noticed that you're always hanging around the till there, you're at the door. Have you noticed an increase in crime during lockdown and your thoughts on that?
The government of this country needs to realize that it's not the COVID that has caused the problem with alcohol. Alcohol has always been a problem. I'm a liquor trader myself. Mm. The underlying element, the government needs to sort that out. So maybe COVID has opened the eyes to it. The restrictions need to be harsher. There has to be harsher elements. You look at rest around the world where they turn around and they say, Australia, it's not that there's not drunk people walking around in Australia, okay? But the penalties for them is a lot higher. So the likelihood of them taking those chances is a lot less.
Being in the business that you're in, are you concerned that, like many other industries, that they might go back again? You know, they opened and then they closed. Is it now we're open again, everybody's having a good time? Do you think it's possible? Is it something you're worried about?
Well, put it this way. We never thought that we were going to get a second lockdown. So with immediate effect became a new sentence in our lives, you know, a new language, immediate effect. Who does that? And they have kind of forewarned us. They did say if we do have a second wave, that we, you know, they will go, they can go back to new restrictions and stuff like that.